around the other parts of the town. I got my decal and badge, so be true to your school.
Good morning and welcome back to the program. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Tuesday morning as Agribition is into day number two. Don't forget, we'll be broadcasting live from Agribition on Thursday. So if you happen to be going to the show on Thursday, we will be at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association booth. So you can pop down. Regular showtime from 8:30 to 12:30. So we'll be broadcasting live there in that time. Please do pop by. Always love the visits. In fact, Conspiracy Kevin, if I'm not mistaken, it was last year at Agribition. Kevin stopped by for a bit of a visit. We have lots of people that do, so I appreciate it. Everyone who takes the time to stop by and say hi. And Agribition, of course, a great event, not just for the city of Regina, but it draws people to our province from not only Canada, but all over the world. International visitors coming for one of many great agriculture shows that we're proud to boast here in the province. Well, speaking of agriculture, I was reading about an important recognition that was given recently to one of the school divisions in our province, the 2025 Lieutenant Governor's Board of Education Award for Innovation and Excellence in Education went to Horizon School Division in our province for some real innovative work that they are doing when it comes to education and ways in which they're bringing agriculture into their learning, into their curriculum. They're also connecting agriculture and Indigenous perspectives into that as well. It's a really cool story. And I even think in light of, we were talking just about an hour ago about youth employment rates in Canada and what can be done to better encourage youth, excite youth about what they're going to pursue for a career after they're done their education. This is a great way that I think we're demonstrating that in the province. I love this story, and I'm happy to say we've connected with the Director of Education for Horizon School Division. Kevin Gehringer is joining me by phone. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the call.
No, thank you, Evan.
So what does it mean for you to have your division recognized with this LG Award?
Well, you know, this is, first of all, When you look at the amazing work that's going on across the province and the 26 other school divisions, I mean, it's pretty humbling to receive this award for our work, knowing that there's so much great work happening. But really, in so many ways, it just highlights the importance of what we know is critical in Saskatchewan, and that is our focus on agriculture. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that we are about agriculture, and as a matter of fact, we're also about our past, our history, and where our history started, and certainly tying in the Indigenous ways of knowing and Indigenous agriculture into our work is something that we pride ourselves on, and it's become something that is our, you know, one of our core values and our core functions. Certainly, something that the board has their visionary leadership. It's really been focused on being able to get the opportunity for our students to really understand, know that we can learn so much from the land, with the land, through the land, and ultimately that translates into opportunities for them beyond high school, as you mentioned earlier.
So can we talk about how you're doing this, Kevin? How is Horizon School Division doing things differently? What is it that ultimately you are recognized for in this award, but really paves the way to the innovation that we're talking about?
Well, I think I want to start, I guess, Evan, with a number of things that, first of all, again, I go back to the board's vision and their focus on creating a better world one student at a time, and then recognizing the world that we live in and, you know, how important agriculture is in our world. And for Indigenous, partners and for, our families, I mean, this is what they know. They grow up in communities where agriculture is living and breathing. So what we have done is we then have taken and we've really provided opportunities for students through a student agriculture day was kind of one of the things that we've done. So we brought in approximately 500 of our students, and we had the Minister of Agriculture there. We're always so grateful for the work of the government and their support in our work. But we had them there, and then we had partners, of course, from a number of different industries around our area, obviously. I mean, we live right in the hub of the Iron Triangle. You know, that's right within our borders, of course, or we have the opportunity to have them, partnerships with so many that way. And of course, so many other industries, including two major mines that are right within our border as well, central to Horizon School Division with, BHP and Nutrien. So we've been able to connect not only through, the work of an agriculture day, which is one small aspect and of it, but then also to our mining industry. And we had a student mining day that's connected to that. And of course, then tying in, the indigenous ways of knowing component to all of that and understanding the land and how, this has been something that's been going on. Indigenous agriculture has been around for a long time, obviously. And so, just partnering those two, marrying them and recognizing just how much we can learn from each other that way. So then it's morphed into the great work we've done in schools. And I can't say enough about the staff and the students, and some of the projects that we have going on throughout our whole school division. We have chickens being raised, laying hens that are literally laying a dozen eggs or two dozen eggs a week in one of our schools. We've raised chicks right from egg to birth and sent them away for their next processes and that sort of thing. We've done all kinds of different hands-on learning around growing different plant life and all that sort of thing. Medicines, of course, were deeply connected that way through the indigenous piece. And then, of course, we've been tied to agribition. So that's been an incredible opportunity where I have a team there at agribition who are involved in presenting about indigenous agriculture and helping to grow that understanding that has been obviously pretty critical for our work in Horizon School Division.
Kevin Gehringer is my guest, Director of Education for the Horizon School Division. And as I said, recent recipients of the Saskatchewan Lieutenant Governor Award, recognizing some of the innovative things that they're doing, weaving agriculture into a curriculum, into the learning experience, and how that ties to Indigenous perspectives as well. Can you talk? I mean, I loved hearing some of the hands-on experiences you gave raising chicks. I saw a video where there was some more mechanic type of work. There were bolts being put onto a piece of metal. I mean, it can't help but think those practical skills can be ripe for a learning environment, but also are building and developing young people to help them understand what maybe might be their passion going forward.
Yeah, Evan, I couldn't agree more. I mean, the experiences need to move beyond the textbooks, right? We need to have opportunities for our students to be involved in livestock handling and ag tech opportunities. So both from a mechanical standpoint as well as the innovation around ag tech. So we've been able to connect our students through different programs to support that. Obviously, food production in general and the sustainability of food within our province, our world for that matter. And so those are all critical pieces that have been really valuable. And so it's led to opportunities where our students are being engaged in learning about how well you were just talking about it. I mean, manufacturing, welding, that sort of thing, being able to, like I said, get those hands-on opportunities that are so vital and critical for them. It helps them in developing their understandings around what opportunities there are in agriculture, the field of agriculture, but also it just brings significant skills to our young people. And you talked about it earlier about the importance of agriculture and in terms of the jobs and opportunities. And I mean, it's so vast. We know that. But the fact is that our students will have the chance to literally be able to take and develop skills and recognize just exactly how they can use those skills within the ag sector. Just to give you an example, I was talking to one of our partners, a huge business in our province, and they were talking about the fact that at one point they were looking for 15 employees in there. And these are people that are going to make $100,000 a year, Evan. And it's just like, these are the types of things that our students need to be aware of. Like, it's that kind of opportunity that students need to know that this is what you can do within the ag sector. This and it's so diverse, right? I mean, you can be a doctor, you can be a lawyer, you can be a farmer, you know, which is one of the noblest professions there is, obviously, in our world, you know, creating food for the future kind of thing, and for the world. I mean, you know, like just really helping our students understand that these are opportunities, and that's what the experiential learning translates into
right.
for them. And so that's why we have such a strong focus on it. And then again, tying it back to truth and reconciliation, understanding where agriculture started within this province long before we became a province, understanding the indigenous peoples and developing that idea of here's where the truth is, and now it's part of the journey, of course, toward reconciliation. So all these go hand in hand in so many ways.
Kevin Gehringer is my guest, Horizon School Division Director of Education. They recently received the 2025 Lieutenant Governor's Board of Education Award for Innovation and Excellence in Education, basically finding ways to work agriculture and indigenous perspectives into the day-to-day schooling that they do. One of the quotes that I saw, Kevin, that I absolutely loved is, aside from all of the hands-on stuff, which I think is easy for people to tangibly say, wow, this is cool, kids are getting this opportunity, this is also building a deep understanding of agriculture's role in our province, which I think is part of our province's history. It's part of the charm of Saskatchewan. That's an important part of this, too.
It absolutely is. You know, agriculture is a context, but the work is so much broader, Evan, right? It's the connection to the land, the culture, community, and really so many future opportunities for our youth. And so it's a strategy that we've incorporated. And so, and I got to tell you, we're just on the cusp of it, right? Like, we've just begun some important work. It started about 3.5 years ago. And so it's really sort of gaining momentum. It's kind of like that flywheel. We've got it going, and now all of a sudden it's starting to become enormous, which it should in this province, right? I mean, this, like you said, agriculture is so critical. Our farmers are so critical. Our industries that support the ability for farmers to get the crops off the land, or to be able to harvest the animals, or whatever that needs to look like. This is the work that is so vital in this province, and for that matter, in the world. Yeah. And so we see it as a deeply important connection piece. And so it has to be strategic, and we're putting those pieces together. And like I said, it's a work in progress, but it's not something that is going to ever die, because it's part of who we are. Mm-hmm. It's our fabric in Saskatchewan.
I love the story. We've only got about a minute or so left, Kevin, but can you give us a sense of the feedback you've got? And I'm curious to know from students, from parents, and from teachers within your division that have been able to work with kind of this new model.
Yeah, well, you know, it's great, because some of our students have said things like, this is learning that matters. I can see where it fits in my life. Quotes like that. I didn't realize how many jobs there are in agriculture until this class. And just a quick story about one of our teachers who happens to be a principal. Their oldest daughter has gone to university, and she's actually graduating from UBC with a medical degree and a doctorate. And then her youngest daughter, through the work that was happening in agriculture, has gone into agriculture, saying, this is where I want to go. Like, that's kind of the connection that this has to our youth, and the opportunities then that exist. So I want to come back to my community, and I want to work in ag. That's some of the other quotes that we've heard. And of course, from our teachers and staff, we hear about the work that they're doing in classrooms, and we're actually growing that, Evan. So we actually are in the process of getting a grocer in at one of our schools, and then also providing opportunities to have these grow walls, we call them. They're actually able to be put in classrooms and plant life and that sort of thing, medicines from indigenous ways of knowing pieces, but also plants that we would use within our regular, we'd see out in our fields or whatever the case might be, or crops that we would grow within our community gardens, that sort of thing. These are the types of things that this is expanding into, and great opportunities at the end of the day for our kids, which is what this is all about. Yeah. You know, the award is one piece, but this is all about what we can do in the best possible way to support our children and their future.
It's a great story, Kevin, and I appreciate you giving us some time today. Congrats to you, to the entire board, and to everyone executing what I think is great innovation in our education system.
Well, thank you so much. It really is a team effort, and it's about the 1,500 people we have in Horizon School Division and the 6,700 students and the and literally all the families that support them, and again, all of our business partners and community partners that really are all part of this award. It's not one person. It's not one piece of leadership. It's really about everybody and doing the best we can for the children we're serving.
Appreciate the chat. Kevin Gehringer, director of the Horizon School Division. By the way, if you want to know where that is, it's just north of Regina and to the east of Saskatoon. It's a pretty big school division, actually, if you look at it on the map. But they have come up with some innovative ways to work agriculture, Indigenous perspectives into their curriculum, and recently awarded for that with the Lieutenant Governor's Board of Education Award for Innovation and Excellence in Education. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.